latest show featuring Ken Steffler and Jose the Poodle.
Welcome again to the Flatus Show. It is Saturday. Oh, we have a caller. I wonder if... Hello? Hi. You feel like receiving a quiz? I could maybe give a quiz, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll get a quiz. Yeah, I'll... No, I'll make a quiz up. Okay? Okay. Bye-bye. That's my partner, and he's calling. He's going to go get some cocktails, and we're going to have a music quiz, which we haven't had in a long time, which we do. We, in the evenings, we get together a series of questions and play music, and then we quiz each other. So it's generally, you know, classical and an opera and stuff like that that we use. That's what we're into. But sometimes some pop stuff, some Sarah Vaughan and jazz and all sorts of things. So I have to get together a quiz. So I'm gonna have to cut this short because I have to do that, and I have to get dinner ready tonight too, because Saturdays and Sundays are the nights that I cook. John, he cooks Monday through Friday in the evening, and then I do the cooking on the weekend. And I do the dishes every day of the week. But you know what? That's okay, because he does other things that I don't do. So, that's that. And, you know, I wanted to talk about, you know, not knowing what to do with this show. Because I had some ideas, like I wanted to talk about Brenda Starr and the Bible and everything. And these are, you know, things I'm interested in. But, you know, it's not necessarily something that grabs my attention every week. So, I'm thinking that it's going to be a blog, sort of, like an audio blog. And I will try to keep it as interesting as possible with, you know, things that are happening here in Massachusetts. And because I don't know of any other podcasters that are coming from the East Coast or there's the Washington, D.C. guys or, you know, in Massachusetts. Most of you guys are out west or in the Midwest or wherever. So that's interesting. So that's that. So hopefully we'll be interested. Interesting. There's so many podcasts out there, so many various topics. I just don't have enough time to listen to the ones that I find. It's mind-boggling. I mean, my iPod, I have a 20 gigabyte iPod. And I filled it with music. I don't think I've listened to everything through once. Because what happens is, there are things I want, and I download them, and it's like, you know, 8 hours of music. Well, I might listen to some of that, and then something else comes up, because there's always something new. And that's awful, in a way. I sort of wish that we lived in a time which is a little slower, and maybe it has never been slower. It's, you know, in hindsight, we think maybe it was slower in 1901 or 1855 or 1742, whatever. Maybe it really wasn't, you know, maybe it has always been this fast paced, but I don't know. Probably not. They didn't have television flashing images and sounds at us 24/7. And another thing about advertisement is I went to the store to pick up the dinner for tonight, some salad, and I was listening to Shock Treatment, the soundtrack to the movie, which was the sequel to Rocky Horror Picture Show, if any of you guys know. And, you know, the movie didn't do very well. I have it on video because I love the movie. But the soundtrack's great, too, and the songs. But what it is Denton, this town, it lives in a television studio. I mean, everything is commercialized, and they live in a television studio. And, you know, that's like, I don't know what year it was made, maybe 77 or 78 or 79. I mean, this is all before reality television, and I think it's prophetic. Prophetic, as when I say the word prophetic, I always think of John Adams' opera Nixon in China. And maybe I'll sneak a little clip of that in, but maybe not. So anyway, I'm going to sign off because I have to get the opera quiz ready, and I have to put water on for the raviolis, and that's going to take some time. So, okay, kids, I'll talk to you later, and I want to thank Zillafag for inspiring me to have my own podcast and to say what I want, to say what's on my mind, because I'm a fag, and I'm also a human, and we're all different. And a wand of wisdom, I like to say, yes, we do not, we were sold a lifestyle, and it is a false. It is false that everybody, you know, sort of goes to this one way of living, because that really usurps our individuality. Okay, have a good evening, and I'll probably be back again, so I'll probably cut this part out when I say good evening. Or maybe I'll leave it in, and I'll just keep on adding things on it, you know, make it very free form. So, ciao!
Mmm, what's cooking? That's right, now for the cooking portion of the latest show.
It is Sunday, and I've decided to move the mic into the kitchen, and I'm going to make kohlrabi, which is a wonderful vegetable, sort of like broccoli, and turnip, sort of. So I'm going to my handy-dandy Good Housekeeping cookbook from 1986, just to look up the vegetable section to verify the length of time it takes to cook this vegetable. And it's not a root, it's more like, you know, cabbage. It grows more like cabbage. What I'm going to do, I'm going to cut it up and boil it and serve it with some butter, kohlrabi. Let's see what we can do with kohlrabi. And I know it's in here because I've seen it. Here it is, kohlrabi. That must be German. I think kohl is cabbage. May through November is the season. Look for pale green or purple kohlrabi, small or medium size, with a fresh top and tender skin. Okay, mine are pale green, and two of them look like the size of baseballs, and one is very small, like a oversized golf ball. Rinse with cold water, peel thinly, and slice, sliver or quarter, in a saucepan over medium heat. In 1 inch of boiling water, heat kohlrabi to boiling, reduce the heat to low, cover and simmer for 15 to 30 minutes or until tender. And then there is different recipes. Cream kohlrabi, kohlrabi and cheese sauce. I just need to know how long. So I think 15 minutes is how I'm going to do it. I peel up. And I'm doing this portion of the podcast because of what one person said about cooking podcasts, how stupid they are. And you know what? They maybe are stupid, but we'll see what it sounds like. You know, it's all about sound. Let's hope I don't cut my finger off. Okay. And you can hear the chopping. Hear that? Mm.
Jose is right here, waiting for something to fall so he can eat it.
This is good.
Kohlrabi. Now, I remember eating kohlrabi as a young boy in Pennsylvania. My grandfather grew it, and my grandmother made it. We had it all summer long. It seemed like we had it all summer long. And it was, you know, unusual because none of the other kids knew about it. But, you know, it's not, apparently it's not that uncommon. It's just, I guess in 1974, that's the year he grew it, and that's the year he died. My grandfather, that is. Maybe it was new to the States, like, you know, kiwi fruit. At one time, no one knew what it was. And, you know, people were afraid of it. I remember my grandmother looking at it and going, that looks poisonous. Kiwi fruit. I begged her to buy me some because it was exotic and it was new. And I did. I did get it. We didn't know how to eat it. We didn't know what to do. Do you bite into it? I don't think it's fair, you know, when they introduce new... When they introduce new foods that they don't have instructions for how to eat them, you know? It's like, and they're expensive, too. Yeah, I'm using a peeler for this, but I think a knife might be the ticket, because it's fairly thick-skinned, and you want to peel it down so you see the white. So I'm going to use, actually, I'm going to use a regular knife to cut the skin off and go from there. And I hope the levels are good. I set it up fairly high so I didn't have to scream, and yeah, you can hear me peel. There's Jose. I stabbed the microphone. Hello, and welcome to the French Chef. Today we'll be making young calf testicles in a Pinot Gris cream sauce. And for dessert, we're going to serve Twizzlers in a bed of refined sugar. Okay, I'll clean up here. Jose's still waiting for stuff to fall. Let's see here. Okay, I'm gonna rinse them off. I'm still sweating. I had a wonderful workout. I've been discovering ways to have a really good workout at home without going to the gym, because I loved going to the gym when I was in Boston. But I can't get there now because it takes so long to get to work. And, but you know, that's okay. You know, you adapt. That's what makes us different. Makes us human. There's John! He's not going to say anything, because he doesn't want to be heard on the podcast, the cooking section of the podcast. But Jose, he wants to be heard. He wants to be heard eating. What do you think? Can you hear that? Here, eat another one and chew near the mic. And then make sure, you know, you crunch it right in front of the mic. This is what it sounds like. It's crunchy. It sounds like cereal. So has anybody else out there who eventually will listen to it, to this podcast, hopefully, ever eat kohlrabi. Oh, yeah. And when you're doing this, when you're cutting, always curve your fingers and don't have your fingertips in the way. I learned that on Food TV. But did I learn it only on Food TV? I might have learned that before, too, but it's a good tip, because, you know, that way you're not going to cut. You know what? I might have learned that on the French chef. God rest his soul, Julia. Now, this wonderful meal is best served with a bottle of Mad Dog that was made 2 weeks ago. A Pinot Gris Mad Dog. And make sure the screw top is on tight when you buy the bottle. So this meal is also going to include corn and the beef. Now the beef, put this into a pan. It's about an inch of water. The beef I'm going to make patties and cook them on the stove. And I'm going to put cocktail sauce, which is something you wouldn't necessarily think to put into a beef patty. But it makes it very flavorful. I'm just breaking up the kohlrabi to make sure that all the pieces are sort of loose in here. And it doesn't seem, well, I don't know. I'll put some salt in here too. I really shouldn't need too much salt. Here's some salt. Cut that over here. The other day I was listening to Wanda Wisdom. She was making hash. It's like 42 grams of fat in that hash. And she says she has to eat it because she is low on funds. I feel bad for these people, you know. All these podcasters I hear, so many are out of work. How can they afford? How can they afford the bandwidth to podcast? And you know, I looked at the files. I mean, some of them are like, you know, an hour and a half. And it's big, and they're in stereo, big files. So I don't understand that. I have mine are in mono. And I think mono is just fine, Sarita. Mono is fine. I'm all for mono. You know? It's mono. Why do you need... Why does anybody need stereo talking podcast? You know? Or surround sound. It's not like... This isn't like a movie, you know? The Matrix. Okay, so I put about you have a pound of beef and about a quarter cup of the cocktail sauce, and I'm just using a squirt of horseradish mustard, you know, but any kind of like brown mustard, or, you know, good mustard, and that's about a tablespoon. And I'm going to mix it up, and I'm doing it fairly lightly. Sort of, you know, I stuck the meat in the bowl right from the package. Put the galloped everything in there. Now, with this, you know, there's a lot of sodium in everything, so I've been really careful. I'm trying to be careful not to add sodium. Because first of all, my partner shouldn't have a lot of sodium. And, you know, I shouldn't have a lot of sodium either. I mean, it's not necessary. You know, what's the point? You know, you need some, right? But the amount of sodium that we take in processed foods is ridiculous. So, I have that there. Now I'm going to use some fresh pepper. Lots of pepper. You know, another thing I love in cooking is lemon. I think you can't have enough lemon in cooking. And in previous podcasts, I read this recipe. And this recipe comes from nowhere. This is just my own, you know, meal. And, you know, from my own mind. So this is done. And I think I'm going to just put it into a ball here. Cover it. Let's put the spoon. Wash my hand. This is not from the recipe book. I read a recipe about sardine cocktails, and it consists of mashed up sardines with lemon sliced in half, peeled out, and used as a shell, and some other stuff, which I can't remember right now, but I did buy, I want to try it. I bought sardines, and I bought some lemons, so I'm going to get the recipe. Foil, and I won't mention the brand because I'm not being sponsored by that brand. Or maybe it's not a brand. I mean, how many brands of foil are out there? I guess it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out if it's a brand name, whose brand it is, because it's like, you know, Monopoly, but of course, it is the best, so I have something to say about that. That's the cocktail sauce that makes it taste so good. And with cocktail sauce, a couple years ago, we were at a Christmas party, and the Frau, which is this woman who's in the 90s or 80s, she's from Germany, and his accent, and she was saying, you know, she wanted some food, so her daughter got a plate for her, and her daughter yelled across the room, "Do you want any cocktail sauce?" And she's like, "No." I was sitting right there. So the daughter brings over the plate, and it has shrimp and everything, and the Frau looks at it, and she goes, "There's the cocktail sauce. That's what makes it taste so good." And I just, like, nearly laughed. I was sick, too. I had a fever. Because, you know, I heard her say, "I don't want it." But apparently, it's like control, you know. As people get older, sometimes they get controlling. So that's, like, one way of controlling people. Because, of course, you're not going to yell at a 99-year-old person, you know. They're probably laughing at, you know, they're probably filling their colostomy bag as they laugh. Because it was funny. It was funny. So, cocktail sauce, that's what makes it taste so good. And in this particular recipe, it makes the meat taste particularly good. So I'm going to pause here and finish up this podcast and I start cooking. Well, I've decided that I'm going to end the podcast because this podcast is way too long. And I will tell you how the meal turned out in the next podcast.
You've been listening to The Flatus Show, featuring Ken Steffler and Jose the Poodle. You can reach me at kenty@kensteflersmusic.com.